can't really take any game lightly. I'm not saying that we did, but going in, we came off the back of a good win against Barnet and the confidence was probably high. And then it was a very different game against Guiseley. Them being at home, they were able to make it into a game that I think suited them more than us. So I think it took us a while to adapt. I think we finally got to grips with it in the second half. We played a little bit more football, created a few chances. But it could have gone either way, and I think at the end we were happy enough to take a 0-0 and get it back to our place.
And you say that they turned the game into how they wanted it. Are you going to have to do something similar when you're back
at home? Yeah, for sure. We need to put our own stamp on the game, and we have our own style of football. I think there's no secret we like to play. We like to play out from the back, like to play through the lines and get the ball forward that way, whereas guys there are more direct. Mm. So if we can put our stamp on the game and make it into our type of football, I think we have a greater chance of winning the game.
Had a little look at the highlights of that first match, and Aaron Chapman made two or three terrific saves. He's got amazing agility, and I suppose as a big man, people will say, well, you would expect him to do that, but I suppose the bigger you are, the more difficult it is sometimes to throw yourself around.
Yeah, there was a header in the first half. One of their strikers knocked it down. It was down low to his left, and I actually thought it was in. I didn't think he was getting down to it, and he managed to find a way to get down, and then there was a deflection, and I also thought that was in, and he tipped it over the bar. That was all before half time when they were on top, and you know that kept us in the game. So a lot of credit to him for getting us back here, and he kept another clean sheet then against Cambridge on Saturday. So he's doing well. But then you know credit to the back four in front of him, and you know we defend as a team, so we're happy to get the clean sheets, but we need to start scoring again.
And I suppose you're going to be the bookies' favourites to win this cup tie. How comfortable are you with that?
It's fine, yeah. I mean, I think we're probably favourites for most games at home now, with us being second in the league. So if it was a league game, we'd probably be favourites as well. So yeah, we don't really pay much attention to that. Like I say, we'll try and focus on our own game, put our own stamp on the game, and that'll give us a greater chance of winning it.
And you mentioned, you know, the goals or maybe the lack of in the last couple of games. But prior to that, you were scoring freely. So is there anything different that's happened in the last couple of games other than actually putting the ball in the back?
No, I don't think so. No, it happens sometimes. We had chances against Guiseley, and we had chances again on Saturday against Cambridge. And, you know, for one reason or another, they just didn't go in. But the other side to that is we're keeping clean sheets ourselves. And don't forget, in between those two 0-0 games, we scored four against Wigan. You know, and I know it was a Checker trade game, but you know, the lads that played did very well and scored four goals. So it shows that we've got strength and depth, and lads who are looking to come in and can help us if we do need them, for sure.
And last season, the FA Cup run. Talk us through that. You got to the fourth round. Mm. How much do you want to revisit that?
Yeah, that was a real boost. I think that was probably the highlight of the year last year, with the two cup runs, getting to play West Ham in the League Cup, and then getting all the way to the fourth round. I'm playing Middlesbrough, and it's big for a club like Accrington, because it's revenue. You know, the further you get in these competitions, you get your prize money, but they also get big gates if you're able to get to the third round or fourth round and get a big championship or a big Premier League team, particularly away from home, with a chance of it being on television as well, which I know the club appreciate. So the players are aware of that, the importance that these cup games have to the club.